This is Smart Tech, episode 1325, 2013, a Smart Tech year in review. Hello once again and welcome to Smart Tech. I'm your host, Chuck Minear. What an exciting year. Smart Tech began this year, and I thought I'd use this episode, our last of 2013, to review this year. First, I want to start off by thanking you for listening. It's because of you that we're continuing into 2014. We hope to grow the show this year, and the way we do it is by you spreading the word. If you direct friends to our Smart Tech webpage, which is, of course, www.smarttech.tv, SMARTTECH.TV, they can sign up for our newsletter and get updates when new episodes are published. They can also like our Facebook page on our webpage. And those of you who are on Facebook, if you'd go and you'd like our Facebook page and then share that page with your friends, we can also extend our reach. You know, word of mouth and direct one-on-one sharing is the most effective way to spread the news about Smart Tech. We've done some other advertising, some other promotion, but we've gotten most of our listeners from one friend telling another, hey, you might want to check this podcast out. So we really appreciate you spreading the word. Now, when we started at the beginning of the year, our goal was to publish 2 episodes a month. And we've kept up with that schedule, believe it or not, and done better, one better, with this episode that you're listening to right now. And we're planning on staying with that schedule through 2014. And our idea is, of course, to increase the number of episodes per month as our subscription base increases. And our subscriptions, by the way, are free. They will continue to be free. We're not going to charge for this podcast. This is an informational podcast. So let your friends know. They can sign up for our newsletter again on our webpage. They can click like on our Facebook page to also get information. And they can subscribe to our podcast via iTunes. You just go to the iTunes link on our website, click on that, and then you can set up your podcasting catcher, your host, which we talked about in one of our episodes on how to do this, how to set all this up. And you can automatically have your iPhone or your Android phone download the new episodes. And I have it set up on my phone so that when a new episode is published, it automatically downloads it to my iPhone. And then when I listen to the episode, it automatically erases it. So I don't have a bunch of extra episodes just sitting on the phone. So that's pretty neat. And if you want more information on how to do this, you can just leave a message in our show notes and I'd be happy to help you with that on our web. Just go to our website. So in reviewing the year, I've really enjoyed the diversity of subjects we've tackled. I mean, that was kind of the idea of this podcast, is to talk all things tech. Now, if anything that we talk about today sounds interesting, you can always listen to a previous episode by going onto our website, smarttech.tv, clicking on the archive button. On that page, you'll see a list of all of our episode titles, and each of those titles is clickable. It's a link. You just click on the show notes link, press the play button that you'll see on the screen, and start listening. So in January, we introduced the show, Smart Tech, and we introduced the host. That was me. And if you are new to the show or you haven't listened since the beginning, you might want to go back and listen to episode 1301 because it'll tell you a little bit about me and what we're doing here on the show and why in the heck do you even care what this guy has to say. So that might be kind of interesting for you. That's episode 1301. And then we talked about great resources for learning about tech. And I got a lot of feedback from friends. The second episode of Smart Tech is other websites, other shows to listen to. But there's a lot of good information out there on the internet about technology and some other places you might want to go besides the Smart Tech website. So great resources to learn about tech. That was episode 1302. And 1303 and 1304, we talked about going paperless. And on that episode, we also produced our first screencasts, 3 of them. We opened a YouTube channel and with the goal of producing some visual screencasts that we could do some teaching with. So there's three videos, and those are available right on our website. You can just go to our website, scroll down on the right-hand side. You'll see Going Paperless Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3, and you'll kind of hear the podcast, but you'll see me go through what I was talking about on the podcast on screen, so you can kind of see what the steps were to the way we were recommending going paperless, which was using Evernote, using Dropbox, using a scanner, and something that would OCR your document. And then on the Mac, I was using something called Hazel to kind of control all this in the background. And we also gave some suggestions if you were using a Windows machine. And then in episode 1305, we talked about setting up your own .com, and why not just get your own domain name. I'm really a big believer in this. Businesses, especially on the internet, if you're doing any kind of business on the internet and you want to look professional, the first way to not look professional is to have, you know, so-and-so at Gmail. Well, the first way is, if you're interested in like baseball, you know, if it was baseballdude@gmail.com, that would really look unprofessional. But even your business name at Gmail or at Yahoo doesn't really look too professional. Anybody can set that up. If you take a little extra step and spend a little more money, and it's a little more money, we were suggesting using Bluehost for this. Bluehost, if you use the affiliate link on my page, is right now $4.95 a month. You can just go to the Smart Tech webpage, click on the Bluehost affiliate link, and if you buy a certain amount at a time, I think it's 2 years, you buy 2 years, you can get them for $4.95 a month. And that includes your domain name. So you can set up your own .com or whatever, .whatever. We have .tv for our domain name. And you can get email at that. Like, for example, I own the Minear, M-I-N-E-A-R. That's my last name. I own that .us, Minear.us. And I own that name, and I can get email and whatever. So it really is really professional way to do that. And in episode 1305, we explain how to do that. 1306 and 1307, March and April of last year, we talked about smart Google searches. Google is, you know, a search engine. It's the most used search engine in the world. But there's some ways that you can kind of personalize it, tweak it, ways that you can type things in, and you can search more smartly on Google. And those are pretty interesting episodes. They're very well listened to episodes. And so if you're interested in like, how can I make Google really work for me? Those are episodes you might want to listen to. And then in April, we got a little more somber, and we talked about technology and terrorism and how technology has made terrorism easier around the world. And that was in wake of the Boston Marathon bombing. It also makes tracking down terrorists easier. And so it's got its pluses and minuses. And since then, of course, has been the whole NSA wiretapping scandal that's kind of broken. And so that has a lot of relevance to that. That's episode 1308. 1309, we talk about who can you trust, how to protect your data in the cloud, because we're all using the cloud at in one form or another. If you download this podcast with the using iTunes or another podcatcher, you're using the cloud. If you're using Gmail or one of the other free email services, you're using the cloud. It's storing that information in the cloud. So how do you protect your data and yourself? Because more and more we'll be using the cloud for that. And especially in light of at this Christmas season, we've had a big security breach in the Target website, and millions, or at least hundreds of thousands, of credit card data and information and maybe even PIN numbers were put at risk. And so this might be a really relevant episode, even though we did that back in April, May. We did that in May, May 5th. And then I did something fun in 1310. You know, I'm a photographer. I love to do photography. And in 1310, we talk about geotagging and how to, with a small device or some other, or there are other ways you can do it, but with a small, inexpensive device, you can pretty much tag all of your pictures with exact locations that you took them. So when you want to go back and you want to do a search by area, or you want to do a search by, or you want to see where exactly you were when you took these pictures, you can do that and attach those to your pictures. So that's episode 1310. 1311, we go through Father's Day gifts, all kinds of technology, neat gifts for dad. And 1312, we talked about, we called that episode Taking a Bite Out of Apple. And this was the Worldwide Developers Conference, which is huge. And we talked about some other resources on the show, including some cybersecurity using 1Password and some other things. You know, a show that has a $1,599 per ticket price that sells out in 71 seconds might have something to say about technology to the rest of us. So we kind of talk about the Worldwide Developer Conference. And then in 1313, we use, which is our lucky episode, 1313, we talked about using tech to get healthy. We talked about, Fitbit and which I use. I have the new one coming, the new Fitbit coming, maybe a wireless scale, and using Map My Fitness and My Fitness Pal. And so that might be an interesting episode for some of you, especially after the new year when we want to, you know, shed a few pounds. There might be some hints for you back then, back at episode 1313. In 1314, we talk about ergonomically tech, the idea that if you're going to sit at a desk for a long period of time, you really need to spend the money on a good chair. Or we talked about some of the balls and the different standing desks. And we even talked about treadmill desk, which if you want to know what that is, take a look at 1314. In 1315, we talked about ourselves a little bit more. We talked about what a podcast is and why this is really the new media medium. And there's an expo coming called the New Media Expo in Vegas, and that talks about new media, you know, YouTube, podcasts, audio and video podcasts, how we all can kind of have our own voice instead of being, you know, really dependent on the big national network. So that's kind of interesting. That's episode 1315. In 1316, we tackle the age-old question, at least age-old as long as Android and Apple have been around, which phone do I buy? You know, should I buy an Android? Should I buy an Apple? What is the best phone for me? In episode 1317, we talk about audio and what audio is and how to get good audio out of things. In 1318, we talk about Google Voice, and that's some of the changes in technology, how you can get your own phone number that you can access through the web, and how Google is doing this for free. In episode 1319, we talk about Apple's next big thing, or their view of the future and their release of the iPhone 5C and 5S. And, you know, is this, and mostly iOS 7 and how that really changed the look and feel of an Apple device. And it kind of goes off the, you know, should I buy an Apple? Should I buy an Android kind of a thing? It's a little bit deeper in that on the Apple side. Then we talked about the next big thing, according to Samsung, in episode 1320. So Samsung, which has released its watch and its larger screen phone, and maybe that's what you want. So we talk about that in October in episode 1320. In 1321, we talk about backups. You need to back up your data. Data is just electronic impulses on some kind of medium, and it gets erased and it gets stolen and it crashes, and you need to back it up. And we give you one strategy that you might not have thought of, which is called a raid. And a raid is something that's used by high-end networking facilities, banks, big companies like Amazon use raids to store data, but how you can use that technology on a level at a personal level on your desktop, and how that might be a good backup strategy for you, and how really little it costs compared to what you think it would have cost. So how you can have a backup of your backup, basically. Episode 1322, we talk again about Apple and their new stuff. They had a keynote address and they talked about some of the cool new stuff they had. The release of Mavericks, which is their new operating system, OS 10, iOS 7 for phones and tablets. Their updates of their iApps, iOS in the car, the Mac Pro, and what professionals were disappointed in Apple, and would this kind of come back and be a positive for Apple, and the new MacBook Pros, and the MacBook, the iPad Air, and the iPad Mini with the Retina display, which are really nice iPads. So we talk about that, and maybe that's something that's of interest to you, or may or may not be, why and why not. We talk in episode 1323, we talked about kind of cutting the cord. Can we do that? And we're going to talk about that in the new year some more. But we talked about the Google Chromecast. It was the cheapest out of all of the alternative media broadcasters for your TV. And if you don't know what those are, well, we'll explain that in that episode. But the Google Chromecast is the least expensive at $35, and why that might be in your future and why you might want to consider something like that. And then our last episode, we talked about tech gifts for Christmas. And if you didn't get what you wanted for Christmas, maybe you're going to listen to that episode to see what you should buy for yourself for Christmas. I don't know. But that's episode 1324. So those are our 24 episodes that we published this year. And as you can see, it kind of, it's the gamut. And we're going to continue to kind of toss a wide net, hopefully find a lot of subjects that'll interest you. Our next big subject is going to be a more in-depth view of cutting the cord. Can I do without satellite TV or cable TV or even broadcast TV? Can I just live off internet streaming, and how does that work? And is that something that I might want to do? There are a lot of people who are cutting the cord, so to speak. They're saying, I'm not going to pay these big bills for cable TV or Fios or satellite. I'm instead going to pay for an internet connection, and then I'm going to get all of my media off the internet. Is that something that you can do? Is it something you want to do? So we'll talk about that. We've already talked about the Chromecast, but we'll talk about things like the Apple TV as an alternative for that, and maybe the Roku box, and how does that work, and what are all these things, and do I want them in my home? Do I want more than one of them in my home? Who knows? We'll talk about it. Those are things to look forward to in the near future. And of course, anything new that comes out, any new technology news or technology related news, we will cover it on Smart Tech. We'll try to talk about it in light of our motto, which is technology for the rest of us. So once again, I really hope you've enjoyed this year. I have. I've learned a lot. I hope that you will continue to tune in and ask your friends and family to also tune in. And one of the things that really makes a difference on our show is your feedback. Let us know what you think. What would you like us to cover? What kind of subjects are you interested in? I get some of those, and I'm already planning some shows ahead. I've gotten a few of those suggestions, and I've already put those in the calendar for the spring. So let us know. And the way you can let us know is by leaving a comment in our show notes on our website. Go to www.smarttech.tv, click on the episode you're interested in, which today is 1325, and click on the comments. Just add a comment in the comment box. As soon as we get that, we will add it to our list of subjects, and we'll do our best to cover it in the way that you want technology covered. So once again, this is your host, Chuck Minear, wishing you a very, very happy and prosperous new year. And we look forward to getting to know you even better during 2014. Thanks again for listening to Smart Tech.